Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's being called a treat for all lovers of the written word. Around the World in Five Lines is a fun and whimsical collection of limericks inspired by countries all over the world. An avid traveler and dreamer, author James P. Anstead, brings to us this fun and silly collection, a fascination with the limerick and its special wordplay. He began his teaching career in 1977. Away from the classroom, he devotes much of his time to basketball. In fact, he's worked at basketball clinics since 1975. James holds 2 degrees from Northern Kentucky University, a BA in history, and an MA in education. Currently employed by the Covington Public Schools in Kentucky, his hobbies include reading, listening to music, occasionally singing at a local pub, also enjoys cooking and hiking. Around the World in Five Lines, humor mixed with geography, a treat for the entire family. And author James B. Anstead joining us on This Week in America. James, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Been looking forward to this because poetry, specifically limerick, something I really enjoy but have no talent in whatsoever. I have great admiration for what you're doing. Where did this inspiration begin, the love of poetry, and an extension of that, limericks?
Well, when I was 10 years old, I got, as a Christmas present, a book of limericks edited by Bennett Cerf. Maybe
there were
75 limericks in there, and probably a few of them were the limericks that everybody has seen, the lady from Niger and the back of a tiger and so forth. But and I don't even know if I can remember specifically too many other ones, but I just thought the wordplay was something that really got my mind going. And my mom taught English for 30 years, and she would read, not limericks, but narrative poems to me as I was getting into my teenage years. And it was, I guess it was in the back of my mind for quite a while, but maybe 10 years ago when I was a collaborative special education teacher for the Covington Schools, I was helping out an 8th grade English class, and the assignment was to write a limerick for the students. So I just thought to myself, I don't want to sit here doing nothing, I'll write one also. So I wrote, maybe they had 15 minutes, 20 minutes to think of one, so I wrote a limerick during that time, and really enjoyed it. So in my spare time for the next month or so, I wrote maybe a dozen more. Then I showed what I had to some teaching colleagues, and they gave me positive feedback. And someone said, well, if you get enough, you ought to get them published someday. So I waited till I had written about 200 and decided to have the limericks published.
I mean, that's amazing. You've got 200 published in the book Around the World in Five Lines by James B. Anstead, the book available at Amazon, all the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on with James' Amazon page and get information, order the book there as well. Learning this, being impressed, being exposed to this at such an early age, when did you try your first limerick? It's one thing, as I say, I'm in that category. I really enjoy them. If you put pencil and pad in front of me and said write one, I'd be there for days.
I mean, there's a chance that there was an assignment to write one when I was a high school student, but I seriously wrote one about 10 years ago when I was helping out in an 8th grade English class.
That's interesting. And you developed it. You find you had a talent for doing this. And this is really a special talent. You have 5 lines to get your story across. You've got a beginning, a middle, and an end. There's a real craft to doing this. How do you go about composing a limerick? How do you start the process?
Okay. I think probably the first, second, and fifth lines are most important. They have the same rhyme scheme. And it helps a little bit to have a place that rhymes easily in the first line. I've tried a couple tricky places, but usually I find a more convenient rhyme. Nobody should waste time trying to rhyme anything with East Orange, New Jersey. That's not going to work too
not
well.
Not going to happen, yeah.
But then if you sort of have your place in mind and you know in your own mind how it's going to end, you can make the first, second, and fifth lines connect, and then the third and fourth lines, they're important, but that they just need to like move the little story along. I think the first, second, and fifth lines are the really important ones.
sort of giving you Limericks 101 in a conversation with James today. James Anstead, author of Around the World in Five Lines, Humor Mixed with Geography. And this is really a treat for the entire family. And it's interesting, you, Bennett Cerf sort of was the one with the book that got you going, that piqued your interest.
That was the first book of Limerick which inspired me, yes.
Yeah, and maybe a few years from now, somebody will pick up this book, a James Anstead book, and suddenly have this urge to start writing limericks as well. Are you writing more? Is this an ongoing process
I'm considering maybe there might be a volume two. There were 200 in the first book, and I have about 250 more that maybe are awaiting publication.
This is, it's so exciting what you're doing. And 200, how long did it take you to put this compilation together?
Okay, I would say to write 200 limericks, it took me about 7 years.
That's amazing. And then the topics, I mentioned you put the love of travel and geography. Talk about that, because equaling your love for writing and poetry, limericks in this case, is your love of travel. Talk about how those two really connect.
Well, honestly, I can't say I've been to every place that I mentioned in the limericks, but I have been to a lot of the places in the northeastern United States and a lot of the places I mentioned in Ireland and England that are included in the limericks. And, you know, and if I was on, like, the team bus traveling to a high school road game in basketball, and we'd go past a little town in Kentucky, just the signposts, sometimes that gave me a thought for a limerick. I said, hey, that's a good place name. I can rhyme, and now I know where it is. So there were a few limericks that include maybe obscure place names in Kentucky, which I got just because a team bus passed it on a road trip.
You know, it's interesting. The whole world is sort of gives you ideas for the limericks that you're writing. And you mentioned an interest in poetry, general poetry as well, not just limericks. What other forms of poetry do you enjoy?
Well, my mom actually wrote descriptive poems and poems with a lot of imagery, but she liked to read and recite narrative poems. So, you know, my mother firmly believed in reading to all the children, and I remember her reading many narrative poems to us as I was growing up. And those are the poems that I enjoy myself a little bit more. I have some appreciation for poetry that uses a lot of imagery, the description of the natural wonders of the world, but I think I appreciate more a narrative poem that tells a good story. You've got to be a very good writer to get the rhyme scheme and tell a story in a long poem at the same time. And maybe my mom's favorite poem was The Cremation of Sam McGee by Robert Service. And when she got a little bit older and couldn't do some things for herself, she was living with my sister. And when I would go over there, I would read poems to her. And that's probably the one I read the most often. And I read it to her so many times that by now I've memorized that poem.
You know, it's interesting the role the poetry plays in our lives. As a young person, you were touched by poetry, really encouraged your love of language and travel. With your mother, that poem became so much of her life and your life as well. James Anstead is our guest on the program. That's Anstead. The book is Around the World in Five Lines, book available at Amazon, the usual places, published by UR Link Print and Media, LLC. All this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mention at the early age when you became interested in limericks. Do you remember maybe the first limerick, the one, the Bennett Cerf one that caught your attention, or the first one that you wrote?
Well, but probably one I remember from Bennett Cerf is the lady from Niger who wrote On the Back of the Tiger.
Yes.
And, you know, that's a very well-known limerick. But the one I wrote when I was sitting in the English class, and I said I should definitely participate, a certain young man from France eagerly wished to attend a dance. However, his father said, "Son, after all that you've done, my answer to you is no chance."
I love that. What a talent you have in taking those thoughts and shaping them within the five sentences that we talked about. It's just the five lines. The book is Around the World in Five Lines by James Anstead, our guest on the program. Once you write a book like this, you do stuff like this. You promote this. You're in the Cincinnati area, northern Kentucky. Have you ever promoted the book on television?
Yes. On March 3rd, 2020, I was at the WCPO television studios in Cincinnati, and I had about a 12-minute segment where I asked some questions, and at the end of the segment, I read two of my limericks over the air.
Ah, fascinating. That's the fun part, getting out and meeting people and talking about what you've done. And let's talk about that for a second. How much fun is that to get feedback? Maybe people you don't even know, but make comments on reading the book Around the World in Five Lines. It's received excellent reviews.
Every so often now, since people know I've written a book and written other limericks that have not been published, somebody will say to me, "Hey, have you written any limericks lately? Have anything new to show me?"
See, now you've got their expectations up. They enjoy that. They want to find out when the next book is coming out. And as James said, possibly that's going to happen. For someone who enjoys Limerick, I think of Limerick Island, Ireland. Have you been there?
I was actually there.
Okay, now what was that experience like?
Well, in 1980, two friends and I went to Ireland, 12 days in Ireland, 3 days in London, during the summer of 1980. And we landed at Shannon Airport in Ireland. One of the closed towns of that is Limerick, Ireland. Now, we didn't really, you know, talk about Limerick poems in Limerick, Ireland, but obviously there's a connection of how the Limerick was started. But the only thing I remember from Limerick, Ireland, really the first pub we went to in Limerick, Ireland was called the Lucky Lamp. And we spent a day and a half in Limerick, Ireland, and then moved on. But Ireland's a beautiful, was, I guess it still is, hopefully it still is. It was just so beautiful in 1980, and all the Irish cities, something you would see in a picture book, just to promote how beautiful a little town can be. But there wasn't a poetry exchange, but I was in Limerick, Ireland.
You know, that's fascinating. James Anstead, our guest on the program, talking about his book, Around the World in Five Lines. With the travel, with your experiences, your broad experiences, the basketball, the singing, cooking, hiking, all of that, that's great sort of background ideas, isn't it? Sort of maybe research in a way for limericks. I'm sure you look around and see different circumstances and start formulating limericks in your mind.
Oh, yeah, it's great for furnishing different ideas. And, you know, if you just look at the limericks that mention a city in Massachusetts or Connecticut, I have, traveled a little bit in the Northeast. In fact, most of the basketball camps I've worked at were centered in the Boston area. So, your experiences come in as you write what you're going to write about, but the more places you go to yourself, the easier it is to think of a new place name to use.
And that's what makes this such a fascinating book, Around the World in Five Lines by James Anstead. The fact that we're entertained by the wordplay, but then you mention specific areas and that piques our curiosity, and suddenly we're going online trying to get some information for the places that you're talking about. We've got a couple minutes left in the program. What are some of your favorite limericks, those that you wrote and you sat back afterwards and thought, Bennett Cerf would be proud, Mom would be proud, these are pretty good?
Okay, here are a few. An impulsive young man from Berlin developed a great fondness for gin. So while drunk, he robbed a bank and spent the next 5 years in the tank, for such are the wages of sin.
Okay, I love that. That's in the book as well, I assume.
Yes, I'm reading three that are in the book, yes.
Okay, yes.
Okay, and Defiance is in Ohio. A highly acclaimed order from Defiance owns every imaginable household appliance. Asked what topic he planned to address next, he answered, while glancing up from his text, the critical need for self-reliance.
Love that as well. And you've got one more from the book?
One more.
Okay.
Also happens to be Ohio, Toledo. An eccentric young man from Toledo adopted total self-expression as his credo. So each day, exactly at noon, he would cause his neighbors to swoon when he circled the block in his Speedo.
Are there times when you think you have the idea and it just doesn't flow? We mentioned East Orange. That's one you're going to put aside and probably never get back to that.
Yeah, wait for that one.
Yes, yeah. Are there others that takes a little bit longer? You've got this great beginning, but you just can't close the deal. Are there times when you got to like set it aside for a little bit?
Well, I had Tahiti on my mind for a long time, but it took several weeks to flesh that out and get the other two rhymes for Tahiti, but I finally did.
Do you remember what that was? I put you on the spot here, but as soon as you mentioned Tahiti, it's like, oh, that's made for a limerick, but okay, now you have to do something with Tahiti.
Yeah, a culinary arts student from Tahiti opened a restaurant featuring baked ziti. A critic trying to be nice said, you cannot detect much spice, but the portions are large and it is quite meaty.
Okay, that was worth the wait. That was worth the wait in putting it together, and I got you off guard and ask you about that. But Tahiti, in my mind, it seemed to have so many possibilities, and you were able to close the deal on that one. That was well done. You mentioned maybe doing a book, too. How far along are you? Do you have limericks that are saved for the second?
I think I'll wait to see how the current book progresses, but if I'm satisfied with the sales there, I could submit right now 250 more limericks, new ones for publication.
Well, you've done your job. It's up to us now to come through so we can have more from James. The book is Around the World in Five Lines by James Anstead. That's A-N.
And just to answer, I do have a website right now, jamesanstead.com.
Oh, fantastic. I did not realize that. JamesAnstead.com, and Anstead is A-N-S-T-E-A-D. Let me make a note of that. We'll have that up on our website as well.
And I'm also on Facebook.
And they find you under your name on Facebook?
It might be Jim Anstead or, yeah.
Okay, try a couple Jim Anstead.
No, I think it is James Anstead.
James
on Facebook,
Anstead.
Yeah.
And again, the key is A-N-S-T-E-A-D. You can follow him on Facebook. So if the book comes out, you'll know about it. You can find out exactly what James is doing. And you can link on it and order the book as well. You'll find the book available at Amazon, all of the usual places, published by UR Link Print and Media, LLC. Boy, the time has gone by so quickly. James, I admire the talent that you have. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the program. Hopefully there's a part two, so we have a reason to talk. And thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate your call.
James Anstead is the author of Around the World in Five Lines. Book available wherever books are sold. His website, jamesanstead.com. All of this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.